Chapter number 6, The Fish, The Hook, and The Bait. My friends, let me ask you, have you ever been fishing? I hear the experience varies for different people. Some go fishing for sport, while others fish for relaxation. Some go fishing to spend valuable time with their families, while others use it as an opportunity for isolation. Regardless of why people go fishing, the idea of using a tool to catch a fish brings so many factors to consider in relation to dealing with the unhealthy patterns in our lives. There once was a time where we would fish primarily for food. Of course, that's still done today, but the sport of fishing has evolved and is a little more humane now than before. Rules and regulations in most states require if you catch certain fish, you have to let them go afterwards. Otherwise, you're restricted to follow specific requirements in order to fish in certain locations. I can recall when I was younger, visiting my extended family in Chicago, and we went out to a lake to go fishing. I was young and excited to fish for the first time in my life. My uncle knew I was too young to really understand how to fish properly and effectively. So he gave me just enough instructions to make me look like I knew what I was doing. I remember we left the house at the crack of dawn, believing it would be an amazing day of fishing. When we got to the lake and started fishing, I was in amazement. It seemed like the fish were jumping out of the water and catching every fishing line we threw out there. While everyone had their hands full, reeling in their catch of the day, I was left to be the one waiting for a fish to catch my line. I tried to maintain my motivation, but as a snot-nosed kid, all I knew was I wanted to catch a fish, but it never happened. We eventually packed up and headed back to my aunt's house. In my disappointment, I cried all the way back while everyone else was excited, telling stories about how they caught their fish. For me, it was a bittersweet experience. I mean, even though it was my first time fishing, it was also my failed attempt in being like everyone else. I was the cousin from California who caught absolutely nothing. Now that I'm older and look back on the experience, I can understand better why I didn't catch any fish. You see, catching fish requires an effective strategy. It's more than just throwing a piece of string in the water. Fishing requires you making the fish believe what you have to offer is what they need to live another day. The sport depends on you fooling the fish to believe they can take the bait you throw at them and still get away. But fishing is a trap. It's the idea of manipulation. Manipulate the fish or draw the fish to your bait. And when they take it, the trap is set. Then the hook allows you to reel in the fish. But this carefully planned trap requires a couple of things to consider in order to catch specific fish. What time are you fishing? In what season are you fishing? Are you fishing for deep water fish or shallow water fish? Saltwater fish or freshwater fish? What kind of pole, line, and reel are you using? What kind of hook are you using? Do you have a weight tied to your line for deep sea fish? Have you perfected the perfect cast? What kind of bait are you using? Live bait or artificial? You see, you have to take into account that different fish require different forms of manipulation and foolery. If you want to catch specific fish, you're going to have to set up a well-devised thought of plan to catch them in your trap. The devil is a fisherman who studies how to catch certain fish. As we stated in prior chapters, He is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's actively stalking his prey. But in most cases, he realizes he can't just pounce on his prey and expect us to lie down. So his strategy is to allure us to fall into his trap. My friends, did you not know that the devil sets up traps to catch his fish? Of course he does. Just like a fisherman, he also takes careful consideration of what lines, reels, fishing poles, and baits he uses. The difference between a modern-day fisherman and the devil is that he doesn't get tired, and he will leave his line in the water until someone bites. So, in order to have a way of escape from the trap set by the devil himself, we need to recognize the traps he uses. In our prior chapters, we observed the challenges we face in dealing with the lust patterns we deal with. But now it's time to discover how everything ties in together. You have to understand how critical this is for you. Like fishing, entrapping you in sin is a game to the devil. See, he's not worried about fishing regulations. He's not worried about how we feel as fish. He's not worried about the rights you have as an endangered species. No. He's after the sport of setting up a trap, you falling for the trap, and he eventually eating you alive. So understanding the fish, the hook, and the bait is critical, not just for your survival in these waters, but also is critical for you being wise enough not to end up on his hook. So let's look at some basics of fishing. Now, I'm neither a fisherman, nor do I fully know the breakdown of the fishing system. But with a little diligence, I got some basic understanding dealing with the sport similar to the cat and the mouse game. In its most general perspective, fishing entails three components. I stated earlier, the fish, the hook, and the bait. I spoke with a local fisherman, and I asked him a few questions to help me better understand fishing techniques. My aim was to understand how a fisherman approaches his mission to catch the fish. So I asked a fisherman, so tell me, in your opinion, is catching the fish determined by more the bait or the location? The fisherman answered,
I would say location. The location determines what kind of fish you can catch. When I'm going fishing, I target my fish. I know what I plan to catch, but it all boils down to where I'm dropping my line. Then I asked him, do you see different fish in different seasons? He answered, definitely. Here in the West Coast, the worst time to fish is probably during the winter. But yeah, you'll see different fish in different seasons. Sometimes you'll see the same fish, but a different species. When fish migrate, I catch local fish, as well as those just passing by. Then I asked him, what is important about the hook you use? He answered, depends on what kind of fish you're trying to catch. Treble hooks are okay, but I stick with the common circle hooks. They're best for all kinds of fish. I use circle red hooks. For some reason, they disappear under the water. Some sort of color disfiguration. Then my last question, I asked him, all right, tell me, can you catch a fish without bait? He answered,
yeah, actually you can. But you're going to have to work hard to catch anything. The idea is to make the hook look like the food the fish wants. So without bait, you may have to yo-yo the hook to make the fish think they're after live bait.
There are obviously different fish depending on where you are in the world. And with that in mind, different fish adapt based on their location. You got saltwater versus freshwater, tropical versus Antarctic, Atlantic versus Pacific. There are fish found in different locations. Some thrive in warm temperatures while others live in freezing temperatures.
Now let me ask you, what kind of fish are you? Some people are day people, where they are overactive during the day, while others are considered night owls. Some people are social butterflies, while others live on isolated islands. Do you know what kind of fish you are? Are you the local fish that hovers around the same location? A fish that is predictable and that can be studied? Or are you a fish that migrates, loves diversity, discovering new things, new places, and other fish? My friends, knowing the kind of fish you are will determine the type of food you eat, the time you go out to eat, and also the kind of bait the fisherman will use to lure you on his line. Small fish eat small things, while bigger fish feed on bigger things. Some fish feed on algae and other plant life, while others are meat eaters and feed on other fish. I ask, what kind of fish are you? And what kind of food do you like to eat? Now, I'm not referencing actual food, but what kind of appetite do you have? What kind of food do you crave after? Now, from the perspective of the fishermen, they are not trying to feed the fish like you would feed a pet. No, they're trying to catch the fish. So the bait he sends out is not meant to fill their bellies. It's meant to allure them for entrapment. So not only do they prepare a bait that has to look good, but also has to smell good and even feel good after you pick at it. My friends, how do you think the devil strategizes when his aim is to trap you? Exactly the same way. You see, he creates bait that is not meant to feed you, but trap you. This is why you need to learn to see the difference between good things and God things. Consider this. Some good things may appear fulfilling, may appear good for you, but they may be designed to trap you. But God things are designed to make you better. God things are not just the things God gives to you, but I say they include elements produced from you. My friends, know the difference between good things and God things. In my conversation with the fisherman, I also asked him in his opinion which is better, live bait or artificial bait. He stated live bait was better, but others would disagree. The advantage is not in the bait, but in how you use the bait. The fisherman told me there were two additional methods he recalled using live bait that afforded him catching some large fish. One method was called the chunk method. They would take chunks of fish and drop them in the water. Now, these were not the trap. They were the draw, or the advertisement. These pieces of fish meat marketed to the larger fish for a free buffet. These chunks are dropped one after the other. And then eventually, one major chunk would be dropped, but with the actual hook and line. This was the trap. But the fish wouldn't know because of the marketed chunks of fish. Friends, have you ever seen this in your life? Where your appetite drove you from one flesh craving after another, where eventually you found yourself on the other end of a hook because of an appetite for more. I don't know about you, but I know the chunk method all too well. To me, it was like Pac-Man. I'm eating one ball after another, and each one I'm juking danger. But then I get greedy, trying to get the medicine ball. But the ghosts are too quick for me, and they corner me somewhere isolated, and then game over. All because I was drawn by the bait of the medicine ball that was actually the trap set by my ghost. I love that. The ghost of your past sets up bait to draw you to a corner where his aim is not only to keep you from reaching the victory in your future, but also take your place, trapping you in your dead past. My friends, be careful of allowing what hindered you from moving forward to being what hinders you from reaching the end of your journey. Now, I want to pose to you a different outlook on your potential unhealthy patterns. What if the bait is not what is being used by the devil to tempt you? What if the only thing in his hand is a hook? Well, if the bait is in his hand, then where's the temptation? I asked the fisherman a crucial question that was my aha moment. Are fish smart or stupid? He paused and took a moment to think. As I waited for his response, I pictured myself as a fish being drawn by the bait I fought to reject all my life. See, if he told me I was stupid for craving my bait, I would tell you it wasn't true. But it's pretty stupid to fall for the same trap again and again. So I was curious from the perspective of a fisherman. Are fish stupid? His initial response, yes. Some fish are dumber than others. He then corrected himself. No, wait. I take that back. Some fish are just more aggressive than others. Some fish will take anything you throw in the water, while others require more trickery. Wow. He said some are more aggressive than others. My friends, it was then I realized, what if the true bait wasn't what was on the hook, but what if it was what was already in our bellies? Think about this. The hungrier you are, the more susceptible you are to eat anything. The hunger is what drives you, not the presentation. So now I question, how hungry has your flesh been? And how willing are you to feed it? You have to learn to control your flesh cravings if you want to beat your lust habits. The craving you have to feed your flesh may be linked to the appetite still in your belly. In this case, the fisherman fishes with nothing more than a hook, looking for a mouth to hook onto. And the bait in your belly, or in your flesh, clouds your judgment, and you fall for the trap. Next thing you know, you're a fish trying to shake the pull from the line, trapped by the hook in your mouth. Now, I also learned that fishermen use different hooks for different fish. For huge fish, you will need a net to pull the fish on board. For smaller fish, the common circle or J hooks will do the work. Some fishermen still use treble hooks or double hooks for added support, but the most common are the circle hooks. Watch this. When a fish grabs a hold of a circle hook, the trap isn't set until it tries to swim away. See, just because a circle hook is in the mouth of the fish doesn't mean it's time to reel in your line. But the circle hook is designed to trap the fish after it turns its head, because it is designed to latch to the side of the mouth, puncturing a hole that locks you to the line. Which means you won't know you have the trap set until it tries to swim away. Wow. Some believe we can indulge in our lust and try to run, but lust plants seeds. and the seed planted after indulging in your flesh takes root before you try to run. When you try to run, that's when the seed goes down in your mind, immediately spreading its roots. My friends, the struggle is real. Every concept, every challenge, and every issue we came to consider are weapons used by the fisherman to bait you to his hook, to catch you and destroy your life. You may be that one fish on the end of a hook, and it seems like you've lost hope. You may be that fish tired of swimming, like a convict on the run from the last hook. You may be the one thinking like you're free, but in actuality, you're a puppet on strings being controlled by the hook in your mouth. Whatever your condition or position may be, I want you to consider this truth. You cannot free yourself from the hook in your mouth. You are going to have to get caught by a fisherman who can take the hook out your mouth and set you free. The fisherman who can do that and wants to do that is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. While Satan is a fisherman who seeks for the desires of men, Jesus fishes to save the souls of men. He once told his apostles, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. I will teach you how to reach the fish with hooks in their mouths so I can free them from the bondage of sin. In me," Jesus said, "you can have peace and rest from the toil of hanging on the line of the devil's hook. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And in me, you can have not just life, but life more abundantly. In me, you can become a new creation where old things pass away and all things become new. There is nothing like Jesus taking the hook out your mouth and setting you free. It's a liberation that only can be given by a God who loves you more than you will ever know. Listen, I understand how challenging it can be to actually come to this place of freedom. But know this, in your fight for freedom, in all things, God desires to free you from the bondage of self-entrapment. All he needs is a fish who's willing to allow him to set you free from the hook in your mouth. You see, the journey of the fish, the hook, and the bait goes beyond the hook. The fight is not allowing the bait in your belly to lead you back on the end of a hook. My friends, Jesus can break the chains of every unhealthy craving and appetite in your life. Don't you dare allow your past to define your future. For anyone in Christ is a new creature. So be free, be new, and be liberated.